The whole team that put up the conference, thank you very much.
谢谢吴牧师，谢谢整个团队这样子组织这个聚会。
We have had a great time in this place.
我们在这里真的是有一个非常愉快的时间。
And I stand here tonight, really humbled, in sharing the word of God with you.
就是昨天晚上我在这里，真的觉得我很谦卑，然后能够跟你们来分享神的话。
As you have already been told, I come from the country of Uganda.
你们都已经知道我是从乌干达来的。
Most of the time, people know Uganda of its troubled past.
就说大家记得乌干达，都是想到乌干达过去那个就是很多的困难的过去。
I was going to preach yesterday, and the pastor picked me and he asked me whether Idi Amin was still alive.
昨天我真的要讲到，有人就问我说：“那个伊敏，那个独裁者还活着吗？”大家都记得这个。
Well, and I was telling him, you know, he died a few years ago. It's just the memories of him that still people have.
就是说，我说他已经几年前过世了，他只是大家就是记忆中的一个人物了。
But Uganda is not all about Idi Amin. There is a lot more things that God has done in Uganda that is greater than what Idi Amin did.
就说乌干达不是只有这个伊敏而已，他还有很多其他的。
Tonight I want to bring you a word that I believe will strengthen your heart in the calling of God, in what God is calling you at this time to do.
我相信今天晚上所讲的能够坚固你们的心，如果神呼召你现在。
I want to read with you a very familiar passage of scripture to most of you preachers.
就是说今天晚上我要跟大部分我们在这里的牧师来分享一段
熟悉的。Turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 16.
就是在
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音第十六章。
It's a bit of a long passage, but we will read it and finish it.
这个就是主耶稣最后说的这些。
As we read, I would like you to take note of a few things as I will be telling you. From verse 9, it says, When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons.
在十六章第九节这里说到，在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向马大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping.
她去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人，那时他们正哀痛哭泣。
Take note of that. They were mourning and weeping.
记住，他们在哀痛哭泣。
When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it.
他们听见耶稣活着被玛利亚看见，确实不信。
I don't want to suppose they wanted to continue mourning, but they didn't believe.
我不想建议说他们是不是要继续这样哀痛哭泣，但是他们确实是当时不相信。
Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country.
这事以后，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去走路的时候，耶稣变了形象向他们显现。
This returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either.
他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
Jesus found them eating and he rebuked them.
就他们在坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们。
He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation."
在第十五节，他就说，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will.Drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all.
手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。
They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well.
手按病人，病人就必好了。
After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God.
主耶稣和他们说完的话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。
Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
Heavenly Father, I ask tonight that you'd anoint us as we share your word.
天父，我求你恩膏我们，当我们今天分享你的话语。
Lord, hide us behind the cross.
就帮我们隐藏在十字架后面。
And Lord, reveal yourself to each one tonight.
主啊，今天你自己向
每一个人显现。Reveal your heart to each one of us.
将你的心向每一个人显现。
Bring clarity and Lord anoint our hearts to receive your word.
让每一个人都能够领受你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Tonight, I count it a great privilege once again to stand here and share with you the word of God.
今天晚上我再说一次，我真的极大荣幸能够在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
With all that God has anointed you and used you to do in many fields and in many times, many years past, God has a lot more for you in store.
就说神在过去这些年，他已经积存了很多要给你们的。
And I'm only here to encourage you and to lift you up and tell you we can run this race, we can serve this God and we can see His purposes.Accomplished.
我今天要来告诉你们，就说我们真实是能够看见他这些旨意的成就。
This is a passage that talks about, the news that came out when Jesus had risen from the dead.
刚这一段经文讲的就是说，耶稣他从死里复活那时候发生的这些事情。
And knowing from the Gospels, the disciples had been terrified and they were living in fear and they were in hiding because their master, the one they had given up everything to follow, had been killed.
就是我们知道从四福音知道说那时候那些门徒都很害怕都藏起来因为他们所相信所跟随这位父子已经被杀了。
But I want to focus tonight on something beyond their fears.
所以今天晚上我要来专注于这个，就是在他们惧怕之外的事情。
God had obviously given them a second chance.
就神很显然的给他们一个第二次的机会。
Jesus had been with them.
因为耶稣曾经跟他们在一起。
And they had believed him.
他们当也相信过他。
They had known him.
他们也认识他。
He revealed himself to them.
他自己向他们显现。
He unfolded his plans to them.
他自己的计划完全向他们揭开。
And he even told them ahead of time that he would die.
而且他甚至告诉你说，我有一时刻我会去死。
And he even told them the kind of death he would die.
而且告诉他们说他会怎么样。
But when it happened, they didn't believe, they couldn't take it.
但是当事情真的发生，他们不相信，而且真的是不能接受。
And you all know how they got scattered and went in disarray, and they were discouraged. Some of them were trying to go back fishing and that kind of a thing. But the Lord gave them another chance.
但是当时他们就都分散了，有的人甚至想要重操旧业，又要回去打鱼了。但是耶稣给他们第二次机会。
There could be someone here tonight. God wants to give you another chance to accomplish His will and purpose.
就说我今天晚上要来说说主要再给你一个第二次的机会来让你完成他的旨意。
It is not too late with the Lord Jesus Christ.
对耶稣而言永远不是太迟的。
And he comes and he finds them in a state of unbelief.
他来的时候发现他们现在状况是不信。
Even when people came and reported to the apostles, to the disciples that he is risen, they refused to believe.
所以人家来跟他们这些门徒报告说他已经复活了，他们还是拒绝相信。
You'd imagine they should have been the first ones to even suspect resurrection, even without hearing it.
就说他们好像没有听见，他们是第一个怀疑这个复活的。
Because the Lord had clearly given them the timetable of his resurrection.
神耶稣其实已经很清楚告诉他们他什么时候会复活。
But when he gave them the second chance,
但是当他给他们第二次机会
you notice the Bible says,
你注意到圣经这么说
he rebuked them.
他就责备他们
for their unbelief,
为了他们的不信
for their refusal to believe,
因为他们拒绝相信。
But immediately the tone of the scripture changes.
但是立刻经那个圣经就改变。
From a rebuke, instead of telling them, okay, now let me tell you again the story again, it says, no, go and preach.
但是呢，虽然他恢复他们，但是叫人立刻口气就变，叫人去。
There was a sudden shift.
就突然有个突然的转变。
From the rebuke.
从责备。
The next thing is not to try to say, okay, next time don't do this. He said, go.
他不是说安慰安慰，说下次不要再这样，他立刻就说去。
And the scripture says.
圣经这么说。
Shortly after that, the Jesus was taken up into heaven.
然后很快的，这里说到主耶稣就被接到天上去了。
After he had clearly outlined what they should expect.
就说他很清楚的就想清楚他们应该要做什么，期待什么。
He had clearly outlined his side of the bargain.
他就已经把他跟他讲他要做的讲得很清楚。
He said, "Go and preach to all creation."
他就说去传福音给万民听。
And this out.The signs that will accompany.
所以这些神迹其实会随着。
Now this time,
这一次
the disciples did not waste time.
这个门徒就不敢浪费时间。
The Bible says they went and preached everywhere.
就讲到他们出去，而且到处宣传福音。
And the Lord kept His word.
然后主真的是照他的话。
Turn to your neighbor and say, God will keep His word.
那你出去，神会给你话。
To you.
会给你话。
Turn to your neighbor and say, God always keeps His word.
神总是把给你他的话。
Tonight I want to share with you a message I've entitled "God Blesses Missions."
就我今晚要说的，就说神祝福宣教。
There are certain blessings, there are certain breakthrough, there are certain level of anointing that these disciples would have never seen unless they stepped out according to the word of the Lord.
就说这些门徒们，他们若不是照着主的话这样出去的话，有一些的恩膏，有一些的事情，他们是没有办法真实的看见的。
There were a group of believers, a group of disciples that were scared and they were hiding somewhere.
他们是一群的信徒，一群的基督徒，他们害怕，他们藏在一个地方。
Eating together and beating themselves.
然后呢，他们一起在用餐，但是他们自己觉得很自怜。
But when the Lord stepped into their midst, He changed the mood.
但是当主耶稣在他们当中的时候，他们立刻他们整个情绪都改变了。
He told them what they were supposed to be doing.
他告诉他们他们应该做什么。
And I thank God that the Bible says, as they went out and preached, the Lord worked with them, confirming His word.
那圣经这么说，当门徒出去到处传福音的时候，主和他们同工。而且用神迹随着证实所传的道。
We have seen the Lord confirming His word.
我们看到主他已经证实他的话。
As Pastor Clayton was introducing me tonight, he mentioned about the things that God is doing. He's not telling you story. This is live.
就是说刚刚介绍我的时候呢，他们讲到有一些事情。
You know, our church, we have always believed in miracles, signs and wonders.
我们教会总是相信神迹奇事。
And from time to time, we did what we call miracle rallies, and they bring the sick and every kind of ailment, and we pray and we see miracles.
就说有时候我们就有这样的聚会，当人家病人带来的时候，我们一祷就看到神迹奇事发生。
And personally, I didn't doubt the miracle power of God.
就我个人是完全不怀疑神的这个行神迹的能力。
But the degree of the miraculous, and to believe that it would be that widespread countrywide was foreign to my mind.
就是但是呢这样子的相信的程度，还有就是说可以这样扩展到全国这样子的程度，实在是超过我的所能想的。
Last year when we changed from a missions movement to a church planting movement, we saw a different turn in the manifestation of the supernatural.
就是说去年当我们改变本来是宣教，我们现在变成是职堂建堂的这样子的行动，我们就整个看到就改变，有一些改变。
As we trained teams and sent them out,
当我们训练这团队而且差遣他们出去的时候，
some of them you look at them and you don't expect too much to come out of them.
有的人你看看他们，你都不敢期待他们会产生太大的。
I am telling the truth. Our eyes sometimes are very deceiving.
有时候我的眼睛是会欺骗我的。
We look and we try to measure and size up the individual.
就是说有时候我们看一看，我们想跟他们看看他的程度怎么样。
But God proved to us that as we obey Him and go out for missions, he will confirm his word according to what he said in the Bible.
但是神真的证实，就是说，当我们真的愿意忠心出去的时候，他会用神的启示证实他的道，就像圣经说的。
Some of the people we would have never dreamed would have the faith and the anointing for such a level of the miraculous. We saw it happen with them.
就是有的人我们从来都不敢相信会有这个程度这样的神迹的恩膏，但是我们真的是看到发生在他们身上。
Tonight I want to challenge you.
今天晚上我要挑战你。
If ever there has been a desire in your heart, in your ministry, in your church to see the miraculous, I want to let you know it will come when you step out into the mission field.
就是当你们有心这样子的做的时候，我告诉你，当你们踏出去这个宣教的合场，这些事情就要随着你们来发生。
After these miracles began happening in our country, from corner to corner, not just one pocket, but from everywhere, then it dawned on me that probably we were reading the scriptures upside down.
就是说当这些事情在我们的国家这到处都在发生的时候，我才真的是发现说过去我们对这个圣经都没有好好读。
Because the Bible does not say that when you gather together and you are just having a good party inside the church, then the miracles will come looking for you. It says no. As you go and preach, these miracles, signs and wonders will accompany you as you go out.
就圣经不是告诉我们说，当我们在教会里面享受我们美好的同在的时候，神迹奇事要发生，而是说当你的出去的时候，这些神迹奇事要随着发生。
Listen, friends.
亲爱的朋友，听好。
I know what it means to really spend days and weeks in prayer, pleading with God to manifest Himself in the miraculous, healing the sick, open the blind eyes, raise the dead. I know what it takes. It takes a lot of energy from you. But let me tell you something else.
我知道说你们这样花很多的时间在那么很辛苦的这样祷告求神迹发生，然后这样病人得医治，瞎眼的看见，我知道这怎么一回事，但是让我告诉你一些其他的。
These teams that we sent out, they didn't fast and pray and wait on God and beg God to do the miracles. The miracles happened just like the popcorns would do when they are put on the fire.
我告诉你，这些人出去之前他没有进食，没有祷告，要求有这些神迹发生，但是当他们出去的时候，就好像爆米花一样，神迹其实就爆发了。
It is supposed to happen and accompany the preaching of the gospel.
这本来就应该是要发生，当他们出去传道的时候，这些事情就要发生了。
As time allows, I will share with you a few of these testimonies.
如果时间许可，我会跟你们分享几个见证。
You know, you will say, but maybe it is happening here and there. You know, one evening I was with two other pastors. It takes about 4 hours to where we had gone to visit a team that was planting a church there.
所以有时候可你以为说是只有偶尔这里一下那里一下，但是有一次呢，就有一次我开了四个钟的车去跟一个牧师在一起。
And as we sat under a big mango tree and I was teaching.
然后就是我们坐在那个就芒果树底下，我们在那里传道。
The rain came.
然后就雨来了。
And there was a thunder.
然后还有闪电打雷。
And it was raining heavy.
然后就是真的倾盆大雨。
Where we were seated under that mango tree.
当我们坐在那个芒果树底下的那个地方。
The wind was blowing.
那风在吹。
At some point, I felt in my heart, maybe we should move into the building.
然后有时候我心里在想说，我们是不是应该要进到屋子里面去
？But no.We were praying there, and the pastor I went with moves into the prophetic and began to prophesy over these pastors and these leaders, and finished that meeting.
然后呢，但是跟我去的那些牧师有一些启示性的恩膏，我们就开始在为那里的牧师领袖祷告。
When we closed that meeting,
当我们这个聚会结束的时候
，500 meters away from where we were seated,
就说大概500米左右那个离开
，All around it had rained except that place where we were.
就是到处都是雨，就只有那方圆那几里那里没有雨。
That is a miracle.
这是个神迹。
That is a miracle.
是个神迹。
We didn't say, "Oh God, please hold the rain." No, because we were doing the will of God at the right time, at the right place. He made sure He provided a canopy of our heads so that we wouldn't be wet.
我们并没有求说哎呀不要下雨，但是因为我们在做是合他心意的，是他所喜悦的，所以他天上就遮住，就雨就淋不到。
I am not reading to you something in the book of Acts. I'm telling you what God is doing right in our time.
我不是在说使徒行传发生的事情，是讲神现在就在发生的事情。
I believe that tonight God wants to stir up your heart to once again believe that he's a God who confirms his word. He's a God who keeps his side of the covenant if you would believe.
就今天晚上我要再一次眺望你们的心，你要相信神他是信实的，他是信守他的话的。
Friends, let me tell you,
朋友们让我告诉你，
God is a faithful God.
我们的神是信实的。
Turn to someone and say God is a faithful God.
你跟旁边人说神是信实的神。
When we see the darkness that is covering the earth,
我们可想看到这些黑暗这样遮盖。
When we see the pains and the sufferings and the disasters that is covering the earth.
我们看到有这样子痛苦，这样的受苦，就这些的疾病等等的。
When we see how morally nations are just sinking and sinking and sinking and everything is going down the drain.
让我们都看到很多的道德沉沦在堕落，一直往下走。
It is possible for us to fold ourselves and say, but what can a little church do? Let us just keep ourselves warm and just pat ourselves and try to survive.
然后我们是不是说，哎呀，我们就自没怎么办呢？那我们就自己只要就洁身自好，我们就这样仅仅存活好了。
Such was the attitude and posture of the heart of the disciples that they gathered so that they could survive. Let me tell you, God does not want you to survive. We can change the atmosphere. We can change the environment in Jesus' name.
就像那些门徒一样，他们聚集在一起，他们只想能够仅仅存活就好。但是神不是要我们仅仅存活，他可以使用我们来改变这整个的氛围。
I hope it doesn't surprise you that the earth is getting darker and darker by the day.
我告诉你们，不要太稀奇，这个世代会越来越黑暗。
Because the scripture says that in the last days, gross darkness shall cover the earth.
就是在圣经也讲了说，在末世的时候，这个黑暗要临到大地。
When things are dark and bleak, that is the best time for the church to shine.
就是说，当事情是这么的黑暗的时候，教会兴起发光的时刻就到了。
I believe when Jesus returns, he's not coming back for a weak church that is bewildered, that is cornered, that is packed in a room, that is fearful. God is coming back for a church that is full of power, full of glory, full of radiance, because this church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.神耶稣回来不是要在一个挤满的人的教会而已，他来的时候他是要充满他的荣耀的。
We are used to being a church that is full of unbelief and doubt.
就是我们以前都是教会充满了不信和怀疑。
When things are not happening economically in the nation.
就说看到事情没有在发生，看到是个经济的情况。
When things are not happening well politically.
就说在政治上也没有很多事情没有发生。
When things are going wrong socially.
就社会也很多的事情在发生。
We like to say, well, let's just praise God and just wait for our day because you know things are just getting so bad.
我们就说，我们只要再聚在一起等候吧。情况实在太糟糕了。
The hope of the nations.
这万国的盼望。
Is the church.
就是教会。
The church holds the answer.
就教会有这个答案。
To the nations.
来对列国。
Turn to your neighbor and say, "You have the answer."
就告诉旁边说 "You have the answer." 你有答案。
When things are dark,
当事情是这么的黑暗
it is time for the church to shine.
就是教会兴起发光的时候。
When things are hard,
事情很困难的时候
it is time for the church to rise up.
就是教会要兴起的时候。
When things are going wrong,
就事情都是
it is time for the church to stand up and speak the right thing.
就让教会要兴起来说正确的事情。
When things are messing up,
就是。这事情已经糟糕了
down,
事情往下走了
It is time for the church to lift up their head to heaven and look up to Jesus.
就是教会真是抬头仰望耶稣的时候
When there is pain and trouble everywhere, it is time for courage and boldness to rise up from within the church.
当事情到处都很糟糕的时候就是教会充满刚强壮胆勇气的时候
The church does not need to be the majority to change things.
就教会不需要是多数才能够改变事情。
The New Testament church was small.
就新约的教会是小的教会。
But they were full of courage and boldness that has never been equaled at any time.
但是它充满了勇气，充满了胆量的。
Let us be the church that Jesus is building.
就是让我们成为耶稣自己在建造的教会。
He said, I, on this rock I will build my church, and not even the gate of hell will be able to stand up against it.
他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的门不能够胜过它。
Inside of you resides a boldness, inside of you resides the courage of the Son of the living God.
就是我们里面要有这样的勇气，要有这样胆量来为这个永生神而活。
And it is that boldness and that courage that is going to release the necessary anointing to produce the miraculous.
就是这样的勇气，这样的胆量，能够产生这样的恩膏来行神迹。
I want us to agree together. Prayer, fasting, and waiting upon the Lord is all wonderful.
我知道我们禁食、祷告，我们一起聚集，这是非常美好的。
But it is sometimes a hiding place for the servants of God.
但是有时候呢，那反会成为神的仆人的一个藏身处。
When we want to run away from the realities and not face the giants, we go back into the prayer closet, and so we are still waiting on God.
有时候我们不想面对这艰难的现状，我们就想躲避这个巨人，我们就躲到那个藏身之处，躲到内室里面去。
Sometimes it is not necessary to wait. It is time to step out and believe God and speak boldly and with courage, and the heavens will release the power for the supernatural miracle signs.And wonders.
有时候呢，我们不需要等候，我们就要凭信心，我们出去了，我们就相信天上会降下来这样子的神迹奇事。
And you are seated here tonight. You know of the situations that you shied away from and you hid in the prayer closet.
就说你今天坐在这里，你可能知道这情况不太好，所以你就躲避起来，就这样藏起来。
By the way, it is very spiritual to wait.
是啊，这个等候是很属灵的。
It looks very spiritual to hide.
那藏起来，这个好像有时候也是很属灵的。
Let me share with you a testimony.
我跟你们分享一个神迹吧。
We have a brother that became known to many of the people in our circles. He was called David.
我有一个弟兄叫 David.
Young pastor, he went out last year for church planting.
他去年他出去植堂。
You talk about boldness and courage.
你讲到这个胆量勇气啊。
He went to this district because the president comes from that district. They say, the authorities say, no, this place, we don't want nobody to come and disturb our peace.
就说他去那个区域，那个区域其实人家都说我们不要有人来这个地方。
And David said, God told me to come here.
然后他就来说我要去那。
Every level of authority from the village chief up to the head of the district politically said, no, you can't preach here.
所有那个区域的每一个层次的权柄都说 no, 你不能
进去。And they warned him and told him, if we find you preaching, we are going to arrest you and put you in jail.
他说他甚至限制他说你只要在那边传道，我们就要抓你去坐牢。
David said, well, I don't apologize, but I'm going to preach.
他说我不道歉，我就是要去传道。
The next day they found David preaching, a group.
然后他就像第二天，他就像一群人在那里传道。
They arrested David, took him to cell.
然后他们就把他抓去监牢了，坐牢。
And before the day ended, they changed their mind. They said, no, let's bring him out and warn him.
然后就说在那一天快晚上要结束的时候，他
Doesn't that sound like the book of Acts?
就听起来好像使徒行传。
And they brought him out and they told him, okay, we are releasing you, but don't preach. Pack your things and go back.To your village.
就说我们今天释放你，但你不要传道，你就要打包就赶快回家。
That was Friday.
那是星期五。
Saturday morning.
星期六早上。
The district police commander was passing by and found a large group of people gathering under the mango tree, and David was preaching.
然后第二天早上，那警察局长经过说看到了，有一群人聚集在那里，大卫又在那里传道了，讲道。
And they went and hatched a plan how to arrest him.
他们就在酝酿一个计划，怎么样来逮捕他。
So Sunday David was David conducted the service.
然后就是当他那个聚会完的时候。
And so they got all the evidence. They gathered all of that information. Monday morning they went to his house to arrest him.
他们就开始搜证，然后星期一早上就到他家去逮捕他。
They found David praying in the house.
然后就发现大卫在他家里面祷告。
And they respected David's God, so the police officers sat outside and wanted to wait until he finished praying.
但他们呢，算是尊重大卫的神，所以他们就坐在外面等大卫祷告完。
One hour,
一个小时。
Two hours,
两个小时。
Three hours,
三个小时。
Towards midday, David finished praying.
一直等到那个大卫祷告完。
And they took David and said, "You are under arrest."
他说你被逮捕了。
You were told not to preach, but you have been preaching.
就说我们已经告诉你不能传道，那你还在传道。
And they picked the Bible from his house.
然后就他们就拿了他在家里那个圣经。
They picked. We had just finished the conference, so they picked the assembly book, with him, and the conference notes were also there. They picked those as exhibits.
他然后我们刚刚参加过一个特会，所以有些特会的奖章。
David was put in cell.
他就通通当作证据被收走了，然后大卫就关在牢里了。
From Monday by Friday.
从星期一到星期五。
The whole cell was converted, and David was teaching them the Bible.
整个监牢全部都悔改信主，大卫在那里传道。
And they decided the cell is not the right place for David.
他们就发现这个监牢好像不是好地
方。And so they released David out.
所以就释放他出去了。
And told him, David, now you don't preach.
那现在你真的不能再传道。
He said, no, I don't care. I am going to preach. I've been in the prison, so.If you want to put me back, I'm happy to go there.
他说没，我还是要传道。你要把我再逮捕到监，住到监牢里面，我很高兴进监牢。
Cut the long story short.
这个长话短说。
Our administrator went to meet with the district officials, and they said David is a very stubborn boy. Should we remove him? And they said, no, we are not removing him. God called him here.
然后呢，这些警察局就来跟我们讲了，就说这个人是很顽固的，你们应该把他给解除了。我说不，是上帝让他来。
Today.Everyone in that district, from the smallest man to the biggest man, knows David and they like David, including the police.
我跟你讲，他现在今天在那个区域，从最小到最大，每一个人都喜欢 David.
I am talking about the boldness and the courage that resides inside of you.
我讲的就是那胆量、勇气住在你里面的那个。
Many times we want to see God do miracles in our midst when we are not ready to take up a stand for Him.
就是很多时候我们想看到神在我们当中行神迹，但是我们不愿意为他站立得住。
As these disciples went and preached everywhere, the Lord worked with them.
对，当门徒出去传福音的时候，
God will always bless and anoint you when you step out where He sends you to go.
因为神总是会来恩膏你，当你出去去他所差遣你去的地方。
God wants to bless you.
神要来祝福你。
God wants to anoint you.
他会来恩膏你。
He wants to empower you.
他要加能力给你。
He wants to load you with the revelation of His kingdom.
他要你真的是为他的国度来真的来做工。
But take note, He only blesses those who step out into His mission.
所以你要真是进入他的宣教。
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor."
所以耶稣在那里说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
If I were to ask how many of us are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we would put up our hands.
就是说，我们如果说多少我们当中有人受过圣灵的洗。
But if you go back to the very roots of Holy Spirit baptism.
但是你们每个人都会举手，但如果你回到真的圣灵的洗的那根本。
The implication is simple.
这个它的意义是很简单纯的。
It doesn't need scholars or theologians to interpret it for you.
不需要什么神学家来为你来解释的。
The reason we receive the Holy Spirit is that we may be witnesses unto the Lord in Judea, in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
我们得到圣灵的原因，就是因为我们可以为他来做见证，就是从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
Put it in simple terms, the anointing is for missions.
很简单的一句话，就是恩膏就是给宣教的。
The anointing is for world missions.
就宣恩膏就是给宣教的。
Tell your neighbor now you know why you are anointed.
现在你告诉旁边说，现在你终于知道你为什么有恩膏了。
Why does God bless? Why does God anoint and bless missions endeavors?
为什么神他要祝福他要恩膏
Number one, because God loves the world. Because God loves the world.
因为首先是神爱世人。
Because God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son.
因为神爱世人，所以他将他的唯一的独生子赐给他们。
The problem is we redefine certain times. Sometimes we redefine the words in the Bible to suit our situation.
但是我们的问题是，有时候我们就重新把圣经再重新定义，为了要更适合我们。
To many churches and pastors and leaders, the world that God so loved is the community around them, and that is it.
所以对很多的教会或很多的教会牧师领袖，对他们来说，这个世人他就是定义成说，就是我们周遭的一个社群。
When probably 20% of the community around that place comes to church, they are satisfied because they have reached the world.
就是当如果说社区里面有20%的人来到他们教会，他们很满足了，因为这就是世人。
But the world that God talks about,
但是神圣经在这里说的神爱世人，神爱这个世界。
John 3:16 is not just the community around you。
在约翰福音三章十六节讲的不是只有在周遭的社区。
It starts from there and to the ends of the earth。
是从这里直到地极。
So let us understand the world that God is talking about。
我们要明白神所说的这个世界所说的世人是什么。
Don't stretch these things too much. Even if I'm just reaching the community around our church, we are still fulfilling the Great Commission。
哎呀，你说牧师，你不要把它扯那么远了啦。主，我们只有在社区里面，就这样传福音，我们已经做好我们的大使命了。
If that was the understanding, some of us in the African continent would have never known about Jesus Christ.
如果这就是正确的了解的话，很多人在非洲是永远不会听到。
Because it took people who had no aeroplane, who had no vehicles, to travel through the jungles to bring the gospel to our continent.
因为有一些人当时还没有飞机的时候，没有交通工具，他们就这样经过丛林，把福音传到了非洲去。
God loves the world and therefore he wants to anoint you to do the supernatural, the miraculous, to touch lives and bring people to the kingdom.
因为神这么的爱整个世界爱世人，所以他要用恩膏膏你们，使你们能够把整个的福音就传遍。
The very reason Jesus appeared, the Bible says, is to destroy the works of the devil.
就说圣经讲说耶稣显现出来，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
First John chapter 3 verse 8。
就是在那个约翰一书那里。
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
所以他能够除灭魔鬼的作为。
But you see, God is not the one who come and look for the works of the devil and destroy them unless we avail ourselves to go and crush the works of Satan.
所以神不会自己来就一一来除灭这些那个魔鬼的作为，他要我们出去。
He uses men who and women who are available to him.
就是能够被神使用的，不管是男的女的。
Last year, one of the teams that we sent out.
就去年有一个团队我们差遣出去的
went to mountainous region of western Uganda
就是在乌干达西边那个山区
and they arrived in this town
他们就来到了一个城镇
and the people of that town refused to listen to them
但是那个城镇的人拒绝听他们
for one simple reason they said we have seen preachers
就是说他们就一个很简单的理由
and we don't want any more preachers we are happy where we are
就我们已经看过了所谓的传教士就说以前我们看过了我们受够了他们说一套做一套
and they say there is only one thing
然后就有一件事情
if you do it
如果你做得到
then we know you are sent by God
我们就知道你是神差遣来的
and these two young pastors said what is it
那这两个年轻的这个传道就说是什么
and they said there is a man
他说有一个人
who has lived in the jungle in the forest for 30 years.
就说有一个人住在那个丛林里面已经五年了。
He is full of demons and is so violent, so the family tied him in the trees for 30 years.
就说他是邪灵附身，然后充满了这样子的暴力，所以家人把他绑在树上。
They take for him food in the forest and he cannot come out.
就把他给关在那个丛林里面，他永远不能出来。
And it's so violent, people can hardly reach there.
就因为他那么残暴，所以没有人敢接近他。
If you can deliver that man,
如果你能释放这个人
if you can heal that man,
你能够医治好这个人
then we know you are from God.
那我们就知道你是真的从神来的。
They said, okay, show us the place.
然后他说好啊，你带我去看那个地方。
These two missionaries said, show us the place.
这两个宣教士带我们去看那个地方。
So they led them through the jungle and into the trees and they said, you go, you see that big tree in the middle there? You go there, you will find him.
他们就带他去了丛林，然后经常说，你看那棵大树嘛，你进去就可以看到了。
And these two young preachers went.
然后这两个年轻的传道就去了。
And they reached where the tree is and the tree was and they found this man who has lived in that place for 30 years.
然后他就看到有这么一个人住在那里。
The hair on his head 30 years. Everything on him was 30 years old.
他的全身什么都是三十年都没处理的，他的头发、指甲。
And within minutes, they casted out all the devils.
然后很快的，他们就把所有的鬼都赶走了。
The guy was perfectly healed.
这个人是完全得医治。
They brought him back into the town.
他就把他带回那个村庄。
And they had a hair cutting ceremony and cleaning up the man.
他们就有一个这个剪发的仪式，然后就
the whole town gathered and said, "We give ourselves to the Lord."
整个城镇就说我们完全归向主了。阿门。
And one of the rich men in that town gave them a big hall in his factory and said, "You can have church here."
就在城镇里面有一个很有钱的人，就摆一个很大的那个
建筑给他，被做教会。Jesus is still doing miracles.
耶稣还在行神迹。
Jesus is still confirming His word with the signs following.
今天他还是在这里用神迹奇事。
The very things we always ask God and say, "God, please do a miracle in our service."
常常我们都说主啊，求你来行神迹。
We don't need to beg God for miracles. We just need to do the mission of God, and the miracle signs and wonders will come following us.
就说我们只要去宣教，这个神迹奇事会随着我们去。
Another team went to a district. Pastor Sion is well versed with it. It's called Chivoga, and in that place they rejected them. They said, "We don't want you here."
就说有一个地方，一样他们也说我们不要你们来。
And the council people told them, "If you want us to accept you to preach here, we have enough churches here. But if you want us to accept you here, then you need to heal a man."
他们就说哈，我们这里有够多的教会。如果你还在这里传道的话，我们有一个人是生病的。
So this old man, he says, the pastor was a bit elderly, and he walked with them and said, "Okay, take us to the man."
而这个牧师呢，有一点年长，他就去了。
This man has been on that bed for 7 years.
然后就说有一个病人，他已经卧床7年了。
He has never gotten up.
他没有办法起床。
If you heal that man, we will believe.
如果你医治好这个人，我们就相信。
This elderly pastor did not waste time.
你知道这个就比较年长的这个牧师啊。
As a matter of fact, he didn't pray.
那真的他祷告了。
And that's what really amazed me. He didn't pray.
这个他没祷告。
He said, "Yeah, for the sake of these people."
就是看，就为了这些人的缘故。
That they may believe.
也为了他们能够相信。
You stand up.
你站起来。
And the guy stood up.
这个人就站起来了，他就这样讲。
Now he's healed.
然后他就告诉说他已经医治了。
And all of them said yes.
然后大家都说是。
We want to get saved.
哦，我们要。
God is still doing miracles today.
神今天还在行神迹。
The anointing of God is still in the church.
就神的恩膏还在教会里面。
The church of Jesus Christ is still alive.
是耶稣基督教会还是活着的。
The church of Jesus Christ is still loaded with the miraculous.
这是到处还是有神迹奇事的。
The church of Jesus Christ simply needs to gather all the courage to release the boldness that is residing within and see God at work, and the world is going to come to know Jesus Christ.
基督的教会有这个胆量勇气住在我们里面，我们还是可以看到神迹奇事的。
Now listen very carefully.
小心一点，你们听着。
These pastors I'm talking about.
这些我所讲的这些牧师们
are not top class theologians.
不是那个第一流的神学家。
They are not super clever fellows in the natural.
他们也不是天然人，是特别聪明的。
You look at them and you can say, "I don't think anything much can come out of this one."
你看看他们，就说我不相信他们能够做什么了不起的事。
But listen, something I learned some time back.
就是呢，我告诉你，这过去呢，我就学了一件事。
As long as we are in the project of self-preservation and making ourselves feel comfortable, God's power will never be at work.
就是说，如果我们自己想要保存自己，让自己过得舒服一点，神的能力就不行，不做工。
When there is a necessary amount of pressure, the oil comes out of the seed.
如果有这样足够的压力出来的时候，那种子的油才会这个出来。
But because in this generation with the technology, we have become so smart that we know how to balance the pressure when God allows pressure to come to us.
但是呢，我们是在这个时代，我们知道有时候有压力来，我们怎么样来平衡它，让这个压力能够好受一点。
We have learned the skill of pressure balance. We can use everything, whether money or other resources, to just make sure the pressure that God is allowing on our way is balanced so that we are not crushed.
就是说我们就是用我们所有的资源，用一些什么金钱怎么样，让我们这个压力平衡一点，让我们不至于被压伤。
But many times God allows pressures to come our way so that we are in a place where that holy boldness and holy courage will rise up to release the anointing necessary to change the situation.
但是有时候压力大到一个地步，我们就不得不有这样勇气、胆量产生出来，然后那个油才能够恩膏才能够流出来。
The people that you know about God loves them enough that He has given you the necessary anointing to help them.
就说你所知道这件，其实你已经有足够的恩膏能够出去了。
God will bless us when we will step out in missions.
只要我们为了宣教出去的话，神就会来祝福。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because He loves the world.
因为他爱世人。
The book of Acts is loaded with the testimonies and the records of the demonstration of God's love and power.
就说使徒行传充满了神的爱，神的能力。
I like the prayer that the church in the book of Acts prayed. They did not say, God, remove the problems, remove these persecutors. They said, God, now consider their threats and give your servants boldness to speak your word. I like that. And stretch your hand to perform miracles. And that's exactly what God did.
我就喜欢使徒行传的教会，并没有说神啊，把这个压力拿去，没有，他们就说因着这些事情，求你赐给我们胆量，我们要放胆传道，然后他们就出去。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Touch your neighbor and say it is time to change your prayer language.
告诉旁边人说，现在是该你改变祷告言语语言的话。
Don't pray that God would remove the pressure.
不要祷告说主啊，把这个压力挪去。
But pray that God would give you necessary boldness and courage to stand up and speak His word.
就是要祷告主给你足够的勇气胆量，能够出去传他的道。
The early apostolic missionaries were compelled by God's love.
就讲到这里有这个使徒的这个团队。
Paul says that it's the love of Christ that compels us.
他讲到说是基督的爱激励了我。
2 Corinthians 5:14.
就在哥林多后书第五章。
God will bless mission first because He loves the world.
因为神会来激动这个宣教士，是因为他爱世人。
The world out there is impoverished.
就说外面实在是真的是很贫穷的。
See, friends, listen. Let me tell you something that you know causes me many times to get angry.
就说很多事，有一件事情让我里面经常就是觉得很生气。
Jesus said, "Those who believe,
还有那些相信的
，these signs shall follow them."
他说，信的人必有神迹随着他。
But because the church, we changed our posture to what God said.
就说有时候我们教会就改变了那么一下，就是耶稣说的话，我们就改变那么一点。
Now you find people.
现在你就发现人呐。
I say believers.
是信徒。
And unfortunately, even pastors.
甚至很不幸，有一些牧师
looking for where there are signs and miracles.
他们在找神迹。
Signs and wonders are supposed to follow.
因为神迹其实是要随着的，随着信的人。
But now those who believe,
但是那些信的人
when they hear there is a guy who has come and he has got the anointing for miracles, everyone goes, even the bishops.
但是有他们如果听到说这个人来，他大有恩膏会行神迹，其实他们就去追随他。
There's a gentleman in our city, Pastor Darrow knows him.
在我们城市有一个男士，就是他也认识的。
Does miracles. I mean, he does any kind of miracles.
他真的行各式各样的神迹。
But it's demonic.
但是是邪灵的。
But listen carefully.
但你要很小心哦。
Every class of politicians go to him.
就是说每一个等级的这样子的政治家都去找他。
It's strange.
真的很奇怪。
Even professors, they go to him.
甚至教授都去找他。
The devil doesn't respect degrees.
因为魔鬼他也不尊重那些学位的。
The devil has no respect for positions.
他也不尊，魔鬼也不尊重那些你的社会地位。
And Darrow would testify to this a few years back. Then the pastors were so mad with the miracles, they began to criticize him.
然后呢？过去有一次牧师这么生气，他所行的神迹就开始来批评论断他。
But this is something that I felt in my heart. I said, instead of us criticizing these guys, the Scripture says, "These signs shall follow us." If the Church of Jesus Christ will obey God's word and miracles begin happening, there is no reason why people are going to run to people who are demon possessed.
就是说 我心里是这样想，就是说其实我们不要去批评论断他，因为圣经告诉我们说只要我们相信神迹其实会随着我们，然后人家就不会去追随这个邪灵附身了。
You are all very anointed and wonderful pastors here.
我们当中有很多就是很多的那个有恩膏的牧师。
But if you put up a meeting and say I am going to be teaching on how to be holy.
如果你要说我要来教导如何成为圣洁。
And another chap, a bit of a rascal,with the powers of witchcraft also puts a meeting just adjacent to yours and say, I am going to be healing everyone who is sick. I want you to think for a moment, whose gathering will have more people?
如果你说你要教导圣洁，然后另外一边有一个邪灵附身在说，我今天要来行神迹奇事，我在想，不知道哪一边聚会人数会多一点。
Listen, let me tell you, when people have come to the end of the rope, they always will want an answer, a miracle at any cost.
就说当人家在那种在很绝望的时候，他们真是会不计代价的，就是要去找神迹。
And that power for the miracle, the anointing for the miracle is already in us.
但是这个行神迹的恩膏已经在我们当中了。
What is only lacking is for us to step out and be where God wants us to be.
就是我们所差的，就是没有出去。
God does so because, secondly, it is His power to save and to deliver is necessary for this life.
就是说，他的能力要来拯救的能力，还有释放的能力是必须的，在这个时候。
I have not read anywhere in the scriptures that there will be the miracles and healings will be necessary in heaven.
然后这是我想到说，在天上从来不会讲到说医治释放是在天上还是需要的。
The anointing to deliver and to save will not be necessary in heaven.
在天上也没有所谓说是信而得救的这样的恩膏。
It is necessary for this life.
就只有在今世才需
要。So pastor, my brother, my sister, the anointing that you are walking with, you are not going to save it for eternity. It must be spent while we are still on this earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你在你里面有的这个恩膏，不是为了天上存留，是在今世你一定要来行出来的。
Don't try to economize it so that you can go with it to heaven. It is not necessary up there.
你不要想说你要把这个恩膏带到天上去，那里是不需要的。
Now listen, friend. If you can spend it all on this earth, spend it to the glory of Jesus Christ.
你可以把你这样的恩膏全部在这个今世都把它用完没有关系。
Touch your neighbor and say it is time.
你为了耶稣把这恩膏全部用完在今世没有关系。你跟旁边说。
It is time to release and pour out.
你要说现在我们要来释放这种恩膏了。
Because it is not meant for heaven, it is meant for here.
这些恩膏不是给天上用的。
Jesus did not say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me to preach while he was in heaven. He said that when he was here.
因为耶稣不是说主的灵在我身上，他用膏膏我，叫我到天上去传福音。他不是这样说。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's power to save and to set people free from bondage is necessary for this life and this the ministry here.
他现在所需要的恩膏，要叫被掳的释放，被囚出监牢，是现在今世需要，在这地上需要。
Thirdly, God will bless and anoint missionary endeavors. Thirdly, because it is God's plan always for multiplication.
就是说，神都会用恩膏来膏那些宣教士，因为这是他的。
Every time a miracle happened in the New Testament, what followed was a multiplication in the church.
就是说每一次在新约圣经里面所有神迹发生的时候，都是为了新的教会增长。
Sometimes I think God helps us not to do miracles when we ask Him to do it when we are gathered in the church. Otherwise, we feel good that now God is in our midst, is helping us to stay and be happy.
就有时候呢，神没有要在我们教会里面行神迹，因为他知道当这样做的时候，我们就会觉得我在里面好很好，我们就
成功的在里面。Revelation 7:9, God records in the final analysis of everything that God is presenting multitudes upon multitude that no one can count.
就说在天上讲的时候，那里有数不过来的人得救的人。
That's God's plan and purpose.
这是神的计划和旨意。
When we ask God to bring people to our church,
当我们就求神把人带进我们的教会
as a pastor, what would be the bottom line motive?
就说我们要问你这个底线的这个动机是什么
Tonight, I want you to think for a moment and answer that question honestly in your heart.
就今天我要你们就想一想
The times you have prayed and said, God, bring more people into this church.
你常祷告说神啊，把更多人带进我们教会。
Is it because there should be more tithes and offerings?
你是不是想要更多的奉献呢？
Is it so that the membership can be big and you can enter the rank of the mega church pastors?
就是说，你们是不是会友会增多，你们就可以跟国内的那些牧师一样的吗？
Or is it because the cry of your heart, God, we want laborers to go out into the harvest field?
或者是你里面有这样一个呼求，就神啊，我要真是打发工人要到这个
何场。What we need in the church are people, servants of God who are going to join the band of harvesters.
就是说，我们要的就是有这么多的工人要去一起去收割庄稼。
Tonight,
今天晚上
determine in your heart
今天你心里要下定决心
that you are going to ask God to multiply you
今天你要神来倍增你
your church
来倍增你的教会
not for the sake of you and the sake of your church for the sake of the lost out there
不是为了你不是为了你的教会而是为了主的这个工厂合场
God's calling
是神的呼召
comes with a multiplication in the end.
When he called Abraham,
when God called Abraham,
就说当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
what he finally gave Abraham was a promise of multiplication.
就说那时候他放弃的是
God had one son,
神只有一个儿子
and he gave him up so that he can have many sons.
他放弃了这个儿子，牺牲这个儿子，以至于能够得到这么多的儿子。
Tonight,
今天晚上
let us set our hearts
让我们的坚定我们的
to see God work in our lives in our ministries
就神要在我们的生命在我们的事工里面来做工
not so that we can be great people
不是我们能够成为多伟大
but that the lost everywhere can be brought into the kingdom
而是到处的人都可以能够被呼召进神的国
Hallelujah You know, in our church, we really pray for all the church planting teams that, that we sent out last year.
就是我们教会为所有我们打发出去的这个就是就宣教团队我们都在祷告。
I remember sometime at the beginning of this year, we were in my office and I was praying with another pastor and we were saying, God, we thank you for all the miracles that are happening in the field.
就是说今年初的时候我跟别的牧师在我们教会里面祷告说神啊为你所有在各处
行的神献上感谢。But God, we are asking that you anoint those men and women to perform more miraculous signs for your glory.
但是我们祷告说主啊你要更多的恩膏这些弟兄姐妹让他们能够为你的荣耀行更多的神迹。
And I remember after we finished that prayer,
我记得当我们就结束这样祷告的时候
I remember that pastor and I talking together and we said you know one of these days we are going to hear testimonies of people being raised from the dead
然后就跟那牧师讲说有一天我们一定会听到这个见证有死人复活的见证
You know just 2 months ago we had our conference and the pastors who came to the conference and they were testifying about what God is doing in the field
就是说大概两个月前我们有一个特会然后就有牧师来就来见证神做的
One team up in the north, they were invited to go and pray for someone who was sick.
就说有一个团队，他们到北方去，他们为疾病有病的人祷告。
But because they were busy with some ministry, they delayed, so they didn't get there.
所以因为他们忙着别的事工，所以他们就耽搁了，然后就没有及时到达那里。
By the time they were about to reach the place where they were invited, they told them, "Oh, you delayed. That person already died."
然后当他们快要到的时候，人家告诉他，因为你们迟延了，所以那个人已经死了。
You just have to go back.
那你们就回去吧。
And they said, "No, let us reach there anyways."
他说不管如何，我们还是要到那里去。
They reached that home.
他就到了他们的家。
And people were mourning.
那大家就在那里哀哭哀痛。
I said, "Nonetheless, we came to pray for this person. We will still pray for him."
就说不论如何，我们来是要为他祷告。我们现在还是要为他祷告。
And as they went in, they prayed.
然后他们就开始祷告。
The next thing that you can see is the mood of the place changed. The person is brought back to life.
然后呢，一他前一分钟祷告，后一分钟你就看到这个整个气氛改变，这个人就活过来了。
Such are the works that God does with the people who are willing to do missions and be in the field.
这就是神所做，当人家愿意为宣教这样子付出去行的时候。
Down southwestern part of Uganda, another team they were invited into a situation where someone had died.
就是说在
a kid actually.
在乌干达就是西南方也有一个团队
a young child
被邀请去
died.
也有人就是 死了。
And they didn't, and the parents were devastated.
然后就说那父母亲这么的伤痛。
And when they were called in,
就当他们就被叫去了。
They went there and prayed.
他们去那里祷告。
And that child came back to life.
那个孩子年轻的孩子就复活了。
I am telling you today,
我今天告诉你们
God is doing mighty things in Uganda not because of us.
就神在乌干达做很伟大的事情不是因为我们
But because God has promised that he will keep his word. He has exalted his word above his own name.
就是说他因为他的话这么说他要叫他的话显为大过于他的名声
If only we will step out into missions that God has called us to.
如果我们只要是出去就是宣教就是神应许的
We'll see unprecedented anointing and power manifesting in our ministry.
我们就会看到前所未有的恩膏要彰显在我们的事工当中。
Bow down your heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Tonight,
今天晚上
I've shared many testimonies with you.
我跟你们分享了很多的见证。
Not in any way to indicate to you that we are more spiritual or better off than you are.
我不是要有任何一点的就要让你们觉得说我们比任何人都属灵。
But as I said a little earlier, in myself, I was completely, overrun by what God is doing.
我稍早有讲过说我自己本身都是觉得真是已经就不可思议神怎么做。
Because simple as we are, God always does things extraordinary with our lives if we will dare to obey Him.
就说我们这么单纯，但是我们简单的，但是只是因为我们顺服他，神就做这样非常的事情。
You are sitting here as a pastor, as a leader. You have been asking God, God, I want to see Your word, fulfilled. I want to see Your promises fulfilled. I want to see the miraculous.
就你们是牧师领袖，你们坐在这里说祷告主，我要看到你的应许成就，看到你的神迹奇事。
I would like to invite you.
我真的很高兴要来邀请你们。
Wherever you are,
不管你在哪里
to just kneel down before God and say, God, forgive us for not believing you.
就要跪下，不管你在哪里，就跪下来跟神说，神啊，赦免我。
We have asked God to let miracles, signs, and wonders follow us in our houses, in our church services, but God told us to go out.
所以我们以为说神迹其实要发生就在我们的教会里面，但神叫我们
要出去。We can ask God and say, God, forgive us.
我们要来求神说，
God, forgive me for changing your order.
就说主啊，赦免我们改变了你的秩序。
The command.
赦免我们改变了你的命令。
God said go, but we are saying God, you come to where we are.
我们神神要我们出去，但是我们说神求你来这里。
Because I believe that God wants to revive the church.
我相信神要来复兴教会。
God wants to release mighty anointing, mighty outpouring of His Spirit in these last days.
就在末世的时候，神要降下他的恩膏，降下他自己的
God wants to empower the church.
他要来加增能力给教会
，for the end time harvest，
就为了末世的这样子的庄稼。
Friends, if we are going to bring in the harvest in this end time，
就在这末世时候，我们要去收割庄稼。
We are going to need more than just good eloquent preaching。
我们不是只要这样就能够流利的讲道。
We are going to need the manifestation of God Almighty in person。
我们要真的是要神的大能彰显这样的使徒。
And we should not ask God for anything less than His divine manifestation.
我们不满足于任何事情，除非是他自己神圣的彰显。
But we need to change the posture of our hearts.
我们真的是要来改变我们的心。
And say, God,
神啊
how can we ask you to come and do miracles in our midst yet we have not obeyed you?
就说我们怎么能够说要邀请你来行神迹，而我们没有顺服你？
Forgive us, O God.
赦免我们神啊！
Forgive us, O God.
赦免我们。
Forgive us, O God.
赦免我们神啊！
Forgive us, O God.
赦免我们神啊！
Forgive us, O God.
神啊，赦免我们。
Shikara ba 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 shikiri anda. Ruantala mama ma shikiri ando korobo bo 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 shanda. Yantala masoko bo 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 shikiri anda.Father God, may you seal this in our hearts. Lord, may you seal this in our spirits. Lord, may you seal this in our hearts. That we will be a people called by you.
称为你名下的子民
，following your command and going where you want us to go。
我们要真是实行你，要遵守你的命令。
That tonight we will make a covenant with you。
今天晚上我们要与你立约。
That each one of us will make a covenant with you。
我们每一个人都要与你立约。
To be a missions church, to be a church that is going to be burning with the passion for the lost。
我们真的是就是要成为那个宣教的教会，就是对那个失丧的灵魂要真的有一个。
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you do reveal yourself to each one right now.
父神，奉耶稣基督的名，求你现在对每一个人来显现。
As we make covenant with you, as we pour our hearts to you,
当我们与你立约，当我们的向你心向你敞开，
that God, it will not be something that we are doing ceremoniously here, but that God will go out of this place and change everything for the cause of missions that we may see you at work in our ministry.
所以我们愿意真是为你而出去，然后去宣教。我们要看到，
oh, thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Oh, Rabba Sheke Kirianda. Just lift up your voice and just talk to God right now. Lift up your voice and just talk to the Lord right now. Just lift up your voice personally and cry out to God and say, God, I want a fresh touch from you.I want something new from you.
I want something new from you.
I want something new from you, oh God.
Oh, 神啊，我需要从你那领受一个新的。
Oh, shikaraba shikerebo shanda karaba baba shai. Lord, you are a great God. You are a good God. You are a God who gave the disciples the second chance. You can give us another chance, Lord. You can give us another chance, Lord. You can give us another chance.
主啊，你是个伟大的神，你给门徒们第二次机会，你可以给我们第二次机会，你可以给我们第二次机会。
阿门。
谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣。
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now.
天父，我们来到你面前。
I commit everyone in this auditorium into your hands.
今天把这里的每一个人都交在你的手中。
Holy Spirit, may you seal the commitment they have made right now.
求圣灵现在把他们所立的、所他们的、Lord, 他们的尾声都封起来。
May you once again open the heavens upon our lives and ministry.
就你再一次，真的是就是我们
施工的 Not for our sake.
不是为了我们。
But that God the Lord would be brought into the kingdom.
而就是那世上的灵魂能够带进你的国度。
Not for our own good.
不是为了我们自己的好处。
But that God glory and praise may be brought to your holy name.
就是说，所以这些神的荣耀，你能够归于你的名。
Lord, I relinquish everyone into your hands right now.
主啊，现在把每一个人都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣大能的名。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣大能的名。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣大能的名。
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.
主啊，你的名是应当称颂的。你的名是应当称颂的。